For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a cheerful poppy song, and then when you listen to the lyrics, you find out that it's a drugs and sex song, which makes it even better. Because what is rock and roll if it does not have sex and drugs, I ask the Third Eye Blind.
I'm packed and I'm holding, I'm smiling, she living, she golden, she lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation, who will motivation. She comes loud and she goes down on me.
Is he talking about crystal meth in the song?
Yep.
I'd like to say he was really on. They were on the forefront of crystal meth. They were talking about crystal meth before crystal meth was cool.
Crystal meth was a club drug like ecstasy. I never did it, but there were people who did, and it wasn't like a hillbilly meth situation. It was a crystal meth situation.
His image really changed,
tarnished, if you will.
Yeah.
Used to be glamorous, and now you're some living in a trailer, meth mouth, trying to steal copper wire to support your habit.
I mean, you have to ask the question, would Breaking Bad exist if not for Third Eye Blind?
And the answer is simply no.
Yeah.
The dad from Malcolm in the Middle would still be looking for work.
And he is.
Crystal meth. Again, John.
How do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said
727-579-1025. Anyway, the reason we were talking about Stephen Jenkins before, we interviewed him. You were on the show, right?
I don't think I was, no.
Oh.
I definitely was not.
He was doing one of those radio tours.
Yeah.
And, it's a mixed blessing when someone you really like is doing a radio tour because, A, you get access to them that you wouldn't have had, but you get about 7 minutes and you're asking the same questions, if you're not careful, that 12 other markets have asked this guy today.
Was that, and I could just be mixing things up, was that right after he had like made like some political statements or something?
It was either right after or right before.
Yeah, I remember that something happened. He did a...
Yeah. I think the convention in Philadelphia.
Yes, that's what it was. They played at the convention.
Yeah, it was right around that time. Yeah. But it was separate from that. I think he was just going to talk about Third Eye Blind's new album or something. And just a really nice guy to talk to, very clever, very funny. And I got to, this was my one goal in the interview, and it's kind of douchey maybe, but his song Jumper has always meant something to me because I talk about it all the time. My Cat Punkin, I got her and kept her because my friend Mark and took his own life. And so it was probably the most significant suicide I've ever had to deal with just because he was such a good friend of mine, and I always feel like I could have done and should have done more for him. And they say, oh, forgive yourself. But really, you'll never forgive yourself for not making that one additional phone call. And, I got to express to Stephen Jenkins how whenever I hear that song, I think about my friend Mark. And, you know, it's not necessarily in an all sad way, but it's certainly not in an all happy one. And the power of music to just not even dredge up, but to just provoke those emotions in you. Certain songs really just get you.
Oh, I mean, there's songs for whatever reason that I don't like to listen to because it's like you're right back there, you know, no matter how bad it is or how good it is too, though.
Right.
There are songs that can elicit a memory or a feeling that's about as humanly close as you can get to going back there as possible.
Correct. The transcendent power of music. But when it's a song like Jumper, you hear it and you go, beautiful little song, and then you just start thinking about, well, I wish I'd called Mark one more time. You know?
Yeah. And that's...
And then compounding that is my professional regret, because you'll appreciate this having been there now. I had a broadcast. When he went missing, like, everybody knew that Mark had been gone for like a day or two. And then when it was looking pretty extreme, I had a broadcast that night at Universal's Halloween Horror Night. So it's not like I could sit in the studio be like, hey, Mark, if you're out there.
Oh, geez.
You know, if you're so they don't know when it happened or anything. But to have that. You can't do that at Universal.
Yeah, no. It's yeah.
You know, and they took us out of the studio and we were on the street, like doing our show live on the street, which was hectic.
I'm sure even more so back then. It wasn't like the relationship that it is now with everybody there, where they accept the show for being.
Right. Now I feel like I could go to Bob and Jason and they'd be like, yeah, we don't care what you talk about, idiot.
Talking about the musical, you want to know what's weird about that? I think you and I and a lot of other people just like us feel that way. But I feel really bad because I also think there's a lot of people who music does just not affect them in that way. It is not the soundtrack of their life. They hear songs and they may like music, but I think there's a lot of people that just don't connect with music like that.
I'm fascinated by those people. I've run into them a handful of times when I was single and on Bumble. You'd talk and that's a nice opener. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, what do you listen to? And a couple of times you'd ask someone that and they go, I don't really listen to music.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, no.
Can you trust someone who doesn't listen to music?
It would be very, for me personally, it wouldn't work. Just because it's just, I think it's part of who we are, you know? Your music kind of represents who you are.
I agree. I think you can look through someone's old school CD collection or their iPod Nano or whatever they've got now and go, I can get a pretty good picture of who you are. For example, if I didn't know you at all and I looked through your music.
Oh, man.
No, there's enough there to intrigue me and make me go, all right, he might be okay. What are you doing in here? I didn't say you could come in here. Get her out of here, John.
I'm very scared. I don't know what's happening right now.
Remove her from the studio right now. You think you can just come in here when I'm on the air? She just asked me in the hall.
I was getting scared. I think
I knew my face
is red right now. I'm like, wow, this is happening.
I was going to keep it going to mess with you, but she literally just came into the office and she goes, can I ask you a favor? I was like, yeah, what's up? And she said, can I get the Christmas tree out of the studio? I go, yeah, come in anytime.
There was part of me also that was like, oh, yeah, we haven't seen this Drew in a while. Let's do this.
Because that would be well within my character to rip a.
Well, because then I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, she is just walking in here, you know, so.
Yeah, I told her to. I told Danielle.
We're taking the Christmas tree down already?
They probably have to set it up. She didn't tell me this, but you probably have to set it up for the Mike Calta live show tomorrow. They want to have it.
Oh, it's a real tree. I mean, you don't just manhandle a real tree like that. I will say, I'm gonna make a guess right now. Danielle, love you and everything. That tree will not make it to where it needs to go because all of the needles off that tree will be gone by the time it gets there.
In her vehicle.
I am a real tree aficionado.
Yeah.
They are not good to transfer. That tree is dead.
Yeah, that tree will get there with nothing but branches.
You killed that tree.
Drew Grubb Alive. Hello, who are you?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. tree. Caller?
Yes. Now, seriously, 90 minutes? You are kidding, right?
It's Emily.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who wants 90 minutes?
Who wants 90 minutes of what? Loving?
I mean, come on. That stuff would last 90 minutes. Do you really want 90 minutes?
You've never put on a nice 90-minute playlist and tried to make it to that last song before, Emily?
Oh, gosh. 20 minutes is perfect.
20 minutes is good. Yeah. 20 minutes is good. Sometimes you like. Sometimes 7 minutes is good.
Sometimes 2 minutes and 15 seconds is good.
It's great, but and that includes foreplay.
Depending who made it first.
Sure, but sometimes like when you have a marathon night ahead of you, and I understand you've been with your husband a long time, G Butt Emily,
but I haven't. It's only been 2 years.
Yeah, I remember. It was kind of. Are you actually even married?
Yes.
Okay, you are married. Okay.
Well, then you know what? 2 years in, there still should be times when you got some time and opportunity in front of you, and you want that gentleman suitor of yours to give you the high hard one for a good 90 minutes, an hour and a half.
90 minutes? Well, holy moly! You'd be like a prune.
Well,
wouldn't you prune an eye?
I mean, you got to switch things up.
Come on.
You're right. No, you're not wrong. There can be some pruning.
Well, you know, this is a 90-minute experience. You know, there's a lot of things going in. Sometimes you're over here. Sometimes
a lot of things going on.
I'm over here now. I'm over here now.
And then you go up top and you're like, I'm over here now. I'm over here now. I never thought we'd be able to use that.
The chase is fun. The chase is fun, yes.
The chase. Yeah, so like 90 minutes includes... We conclude dinner, not me and you, obviously, because I don't want to intrude upon your man.
I do.
But you and your man, me and John and you and your man.
Yeah, the four of us.
We conclude dinner, we clink glasses for our post-dinner cordial.
Remember, you do that eye thing?
The eye thing where we like look in your eyes and we're like, let's get it on?
Yeah. and you know what's coming, but you have to wait because you have to finish your meal and your dessert and your glass of, oh my gosh, you guys are exciting me here.
Yeah, now we're talking.
I'm at work and I gotta meet somebody here. I bought his balls. I don't know if he's gonna show up.
I'm sorry, you wanted his what?
I bought his balls. He's selling his balls for $10 a ball. I thought that was a good deal.
Wait, hold
so
on.
I bought him both.
Hold on 1 second. What? You're not talking about balls.
The balls, not. Oh my goodness, not those balls. What? I'm talking about toy balls.
Like,
balls, LOL balls, not his personal balls.
Well, you're buying them from him, so they're his balls. You're buying a man's balls for $10 each.
Yeah.
20 for
I
two.
Thought that was pretty.
Did you get a peek at him first?
Yeah. Do you know what balls you're buying? It's important to get a close look at the balls before you buy them, because once you buy them, they're yours, but they're his now.
Well, but there you go. That's the exciting part. You don't know what they look like.
Are these for you personally? Are these for a grandchild?
What are you going to do with these balls?
No, they're for a grandchild, and there's something inside it, so you don't know what's inside this ball.
So it's a mystery ball.
No, it's a damn Hatchimal. Yes. It's a Hatchimal.
No, it's a ball. There is a Hatchimal.
Yes.
Yeah, they're different. It's an LOL ball. You ever see?
These are LOL balls.
Oh,
yeah,
this is a thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
So I'm buying his balls. I guess maybe that's not quite the right way to say it.
I disagree. I think that's actually the perfect way to say that, if I may be perfectly frank with you. Now, how did you find this man? Did you do a Google search for men selling balls in the Tampa Bay area, or how did you run into this man and his willingness to sell balls to you?
Well, actually, it was through the marketplace on Facebook.
What, yeah. Emily, where are you right now? What, are you in a public place?
Yes.
Okay. Are there a lot of people around?
Not at the moment.
Oh, no.
Not at the moment.
Do you do this often? Do you often go meet strange men in parking lots?
Shouldn't.
No, not as a rule, especially to buy their balls. Uh-uh.
I don't support this at all. I, if you were my mother, sister, or anybody, I would tell you to go home immediately.
Go home?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want to. You're going to meet a strange man in the parking lot. I mean, anything could happen. He could abduct you.
Are these balls that hard to find? What is so special about this man's balls as opposed to the balls that you could just get anywhere?
These are only $10.
Those are cheap-ass balls.
Actually, these balls are going for like $48, $50 a ball.
This sounds way too good to be true.
No, I'm sorry. My dad said if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And I got to say, if these balls are normally $50 and you're getting these balls for $10, there's something attached to these balls.
Oh. Well, there's more people coming to the store now. So.
Okay, make sure you do this. When he comes in, do you have any protection? Do you carry a gun or a taser?
Should.
Yes, I have. I'm concealed.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, why didn't you stay? You should have started with that.
You know where she's going to shoot him?
The butt? Oh, yeah. You didn't ask.
All right. Well, it's good that you're packing.
Yes.
Can we go back to the romantic night with you and I and her husband and her?
Why, we got
just finished dinner.
We got sidetracked by the balls. do you get to look at the balls before you buy them? Or, like, you got to tell this guy, hey, man, I'm not going to give you $20 and you're just going to give me your balls. I got to take a look at those things. You want to take a nice close look, give a smell, make sure they smell fresh?
Oh. Yeah, I guess I should have checked his balls out first.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, is it possible? I don't know how these LOL balls work. Can you actually have him?
You have a feel?
No, can you actually have him drain his balls?
To find what's inside them? No. You buy the balls with what's inside them, John. That would take away the whole purpose.
You can shake them, but there's little surprises in there.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't want to get ripped off. What if he doesn't really have anything inside his balls?
Right.
So if you could just get him to drain his balls right there with you, then you can both take a look at what's inside and feel better about your purchase. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him to really show me what's in his balls. Yeah.
She's real, right? You think she's real?
I don't know. I don't know.
I really hope you're real.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
You don't believe in me?
I believe in you. Yeah. I believe you are an unbelievable gift from the radio heavens. but man, thank you so much for calling and enlightening our show once again. It's so good to have you back in the fold. We never aspire to have a quote-unquote whack pack But the fact that you are in our etherverse really means a lot to
Black
me.
Black Box? You think like I'm wacky?
I knew she was going to not take that well. As soon as I heard it, I was almost offended.
Did I say wacky? I
mean, come on, I'm not loony or anything.
No, I wouldn't put you on. No, you're not. You just have an identity. That's all. Like, you're G-Bud Emily. Like, we know you because you're G-Bud Emily. That's all. You have an identity that is outside the norm.
Yeah.
You're not some wacky lady with some, not a bearded lady or a freak show or anything like that.
No, you're the best. You're the best.
No, I look like a normal person.
Yep, I bet. Nice. Will you please come out to an event in 2019 so that we may meet you?
Yes, I will. Now, when I say, I'm Emily, and you guys are going to say, Emily who? And please don't make me say, the butt.
We won't make you, but if you could just go up to us and be like, hey, I'm Emily, the butt, that would really, really prevent all that awkwardness. Thank you.
All right.
Well, you know what? Call us back after you check out this guy's balls, because I want to find out how the purchase went.
And
okay?
Make sure you weren't abducted.
Right. Both of those.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. Have yourself a great day. Thank you. By the way, today, the busiest travel day of the year. If you're passing through the Tampa Bay area, scanning the FM dial, if people even do that anymore, that in a nutshell is our show.
I like it.
Like, if I had to say time capsule version of what we're all about, we talk about current events. We'll talk about this nasty ass weather and we'll say things that'll piss you off. But that is the essence of our show. I am the fluorescent bug light to the bizarre slices of humanity that exist among us. I learned very early in the radio game that is my strength. Arguably my only strength on the radio is the ability to attract people like that.
Sometimes I answer the phones and it's like you can't even believe it yourself. Like that these people, and that they'll, like somebody like her who meant so much to us in the span of a couple days, like it was the greatest moment ever. And then she just
surpasses it.
Well, and then she just disappears for an extended period of time. And then it's like, what's her day like? It's like we just get them for this one little second, but
I find myself listening to it as a radio listener, because I'm able to do that sometimes, and that's really difficult to do. But like, you step outside a segment and you go, okay, I'm in my car and I'm hearing this. There's no way I'd think that was real. I'd think that these jagoffs on the radio paid some wackadoo.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.